Rockies hats, Colfax? Look at one of them's got the Rockies logo on it. I think these are like official hats. It's got the Rockies logo on it, regular Rockies logo, and then plastered over is like Rockies lettering, just that says the word Rockies. It covers up your logo.
It's kind of strange.
Uh-huh. I was just roaming around Twitter this morning for some reason, and that's what you come across. Huh. Gotta get that right. Why are we getting a little crazy with logos nowadays, aren't we? Getting a little out there.
Yeah, it's like a competition to see who can be the...
the artsiest.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd gladly lose that one. Sometimes simplicity is the thing. The Browns got it right. Let's make it an orange helmet.
Can't go wrong with that.
We're the Browns, but our helmet's orange and our mascot is the dog.
Think about that.
None of it makes any sense, but somehow it's like when you think of football, even though they suck, well, traditionally, you kind of think of the Browns as one of those traditional type teams, probably because they're fan base. You simplify it. Broncos have a pretty good. I think that's pretty simple. It's a Bronco. They haven't messed with the logo too much over the years. They tried to get a little weird for a while, and then once they made that transition from the old D Bronco to the current head,
wasn't there a version where it was like the Bronco body, kind of like
he's like
dancing,
doing a little
like
karate?
A ballerina.
Yeah, that was like right in between. I think
it was, and then they're like, let's just do the head.
Yeah, I don't think that part ever got on to a helmet or anything.
Okay.
I think they were like, okay, that looks weird. I get what they're going for. Yeah. Like a bucking horse. It's like in fight mode, but yeah, that was weird. Anyway, the stuff you see. I did read this too. Bud Black putting away the trade rumors about Germán Márquez. He said, we have Márquez under control for a couple of years. He's not going anywhere. That's what you want. You want to build around your pitching staff. And I know it's going to be tough. Like, I don't want him to trade Trevor Story. I kind of want him to stay as is and just see what happens. But the smart thing would be to trade him because he's not coming back, so you might as well get something for him. Anyway, 7 minutes after the hour. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. It is Top Text Tuesday. Best text of the day gets in the mix. Weld County Swami has one, two. Dixon has one. The first one to three wins the Floyd Little signed jersey. It's framed. Again, the framed and purchased and all that, courtesy of Fresh Coat Painter South Platte. They got it from our friends over at No Limit Collectibles. No Limit Collectibles is booming right now. That place is great. Buy, sell, trade, cards, memorabilia, Pokemon even. There's no limit to what you can collect at No Limit Collectibles. And Fresh Coat knew that. So they went to them, got the Floyd Little signed jersey. And it's framed. It's sitting in my office. It's really tough for me to look at it every day. But that's our next big prize that we're looking to give away. So Weld County Swami could technically win this thing today. He's been a no-show. A lot of people are no-shows this week, I guess, huh? Taking weeks off, days off.
Who does that?
Yeah, right? Apparently, like, I didn't even know yesterday was like you had like a dual holiday, like a double holiday.
Yeah, if it falls on a Sunday. You get the Monday off.
Is that way with every holiday?
Just federal holidays.
So like
Christmas.
So if Christmas is on a Sunday, do we get?
I would think so.
We get Monday?
Yeah. I mean,
why is this like foreign to me? Have we not had many of these on a Sunday?
It's rare. I think it was probably 4 or 5 years ago last time this happened.
How does it? Do you have a calendar in front of you?
I mean, yes, I do.
Oh, you do? when is Christmas this year?
Okay. December 25th is when it is. on a Saturday.
So we don't get Monday off?
No.
Okay. Well, Thanksgiving's always a Thursday. So that's
fine.
But that people don't always take Friday off, do they?
I think.
Do
a
they?
A lot. Well,
I mean, we usually do.
We do.
But,
radio, you know, we got to
take the day off sometime, man. What about New Year's? New Year's is usually the same
after.
Day.
Right.
Or the same day of the week
right.
as Christmas, right?
So, Saturday.
Okay. What else? What else am I missing? What other holidays?
Valentine's Day, no. St. Patrick's Day, no. Halloween, no.
We should definitely be a federal holiday.
I guess just definitely.
I guess it's just Christmas and New Year's and then 4th of July.
Those are the big three.
Because Thanksgiving, I don't know.
It's always a Thursday.
Yeah, that's interesting to me. But anyway, a lot of people take that Monday off, and then they're just like, you know, we're gonna ride it on home. Take the rest of the week, man. Might as well. Did you do anything fun over the weekend?
Of course.
What'd you do?
You know, I went to the lake, hung out with my family.
In Loveland?
In Loveland.
Got to see the fireworks there?
Yeah, well, they didn't do the fireworks at the lake.
Oh.
Because they did them out at the ranch.
Oh.
Because last year they made the move from doing them over the lake to the ranch due to COVID, of course.
Mm.
And they didn't bring them back this year.
How was that compared to the lake?
Well, the lake was great because there was still a lot of red-blooded Americans out there that decided they would have their own fireworks
show. Their own show.
And it was pretty entertaining.
My wife and I, you know, Gavin's bedtime is like, and he's not napping anymore, too. So it's like 6 or 7, 7:30. So he's out, and we actually, the way we're set up in Timnath, we can go upstairs in our little room, living room upstairs, open the windows up, and the way the trees are planted across, we can see the fireworks show perfectly from the Timnath Reservoir.
Perfect.
And, like, we're the only one in, I think, that entire neighborhood that has that perfect of a view of the fireworks there.
That's awesome.
So, that's what we did. Just kind of sat up, watched that.
And, comfort of your home.
Yeah. And that's good for us.
Perfect.
Because, I love summertime, getting eaten by mosquitoes as much as the next guy. So, but being inside, air conditioning house, beverage at my choice. I don't have to worry about parking. Because, you know, I don't love parking.
Nope. Get lost.
I'm okay there. So I was pretty happy with my situation.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was good. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. Get your text in. Texter just sending a picture of Floyd Little. That's pretty cool.
Did you meet him?
Did you? You must have met him. Was that you golfing with him?
Yeah.
If that's you golfing with him, that's a strong text, isn't it?
That's super strong.
That's a strong text. You're actually golfing with the person.
What's he holding? Is that a championship ring?
I don't know. Let's take a look at it. Well, they didn't win a championship.
No, yeah. So what is that?
Could be an AFC championship.
Could be. Okay.
That could be the AFC championship. A Hall of Fame ring? Could it be a Hall of Fame ring? I can't zoom in that well on this.
Hey, Aaron, you could definitely win if you, like, maybe photoshopped yourself into that picture, like, arm around him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We were golfing together.
Dude, if you can find that. It's going to be tough to beat that.
Yeah.
Text doesn't always have to be a text, like text.
It can be a
picture.
Picture, a GIF.
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 A GIF.
A GIF.
JPEG.
Yep.
PNG. Gigabyte. All
PDF.
The computer terms, man. Eastside Chris says, always take the day of, and definitely the day after Chief Dixon's birthday. Okay.
He says he hung out with him at the alumni tournament.
Can't really say his name, though, because technically he couldn't be eligible to win this.
Technically not,
right?
Dang.
Interesting. It is his Hall of Fame ring. Okay, so I was kind of close. That's a pretty sweet picture. That's pretty sweet. Dixon, let's see. Loading this novel of text. So the plan now is to trade away Nolan, basically get nothing in return. Austin Gomber, hello. No real prospects. And now trade away our next best player. What gives you any confidence that the Rockies will get anything of value away anyway for Story? Might as well just keep him and play it out. Maybe they can make a run if the pitching keeps it up and Story is in the lineup. Get tired of this might as well get something for him attitude. Rockies don't know how to do that. Okay, I'm going to do something right here, Colfax. Part of me agrees with Dixon.
Ooh.
There's part of me that's like, could you make a run? I was going to wait 4 weeks to say it. I'm impatient. That lasted about 45 minutes. Could you make a run?
With Story?
Yeah. This year.
Could you do it without Story? Is that the question? Would you have a better chance?
You got a better chance if you keep Story.
You think so? Well, yeah. I mean,
he's been lighting it up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because you're right. They didn't get anything for Nolan. They got Austin Gomber, who could actually work out. I mean, we were calling him Gomber first and then found out, okay, no, that's not how you say his name. We learned his name.
First step.
But for an organization that's been to the playoffs 5 times, isn't getting there one extra time worth it to make it 6? Because you don't have a history of going to the playoffs, so you can find a way to get there again.
20% increase.
Again, we're not. Oh, wow, that's great math by you. I mean, we're not really talking about that, are
no,
we?
No, we're not.
Are
not.
We?
No.
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 No, we're not. Not. They're not. They can't make a run. Right?
Look, I'm going to say this. I think they had to do what they had to do with Nolan, and I think it was just a storm, an S-storm
yeah.
of a perfect storm.
And Dick Monfort hasn't earned that kind of trust in, like, okay, grace. We're gonna trust you.
Right. Okay. The Nolan trade happened because Nolan wanted out.
Right.
On top of that, it was a COVID year. On top of that, he had a way bloated contract mm-hmm. that didn't make sense in a COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, no one saw that coming. So the organization had to do what it had to do to unload that contract in that specific period of time. It wasn't like, hey, let's just get rid of Nolan and get this unknown pitcher for him just because that's what we want to do. It's not like that was...
They had to do
they
it.
They had to do it.
Because it's going to be more of an S show
yes.
throughout the season, and you just have the entire season of when are you going to trade with Nolan? When are you going to trade Nolan? When are you going to trade Nolan? And, you know, might as well pull the Band-Aid exactly. and be done with it.
And so now we're obviously getting back to normal here. You know, fans are back in the stadium. Story's contract, I don't think, is nearly as massive as Nolan's was. It's probably something more manageable, but he has the talent, and teams are now more willing to take on a star player.
Yeah.
As opposed to when they made the Nolan
contract. I mean, you're right. The Nolan contract was rare.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest contracts. And then everything that hit,
yeah.
you lost half of your income, right, with fans not going to the stands.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you do have to look at that. What, Story's at $17.5 million right now? How much more is he going to be for the next contract? He's probably going to earn a much bigger contract. And the question becomes, does he want to be a Rocky? And the answer that we keep coming to with people that know is not really. Unless you give him a Nolan contract, then everybody wants to be a Rocky.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen. But I do kind of like Dixon's thought process here, is you are catching some fire at home, but against a Cardinals team that was supposed to be legit. I mean, again, they're 500. They'll probably crawl out of this thing. There's a part of me, I kind of see where Dixon's coming from. Now, no, I'm not going there. I hate to do that, but... You can't deny it. When you're watching them the last week or so, they should have swept the Cardinals. They're up 3-2. Crazy things happen. They go to extra innings. I get up to go to the bathroom. I come back. It's 9-3. What the hell just happened here? That's basically what it was. They should have swept them. Pillow Fight Dan, they've won 6 away games, so they can't make a run. I mean, how can you be so good at home and so bad on the road?
Well, it's just Coors Field.
It's got to be a mental block now. Yeah. It's just a mental block. They got Arizona this next 3. They got to win this series.
Yeah, I can't imagine like what Drew Kreisman was saying. It's just like a statistical anomaly for them to be that bad on the road.
Right.
So it's almost impossible for them to stay at that rate. So at some point, they're going to start winning on the road.
Yeah.
And probably losing more than
6.
Yeah.
You know? Can they get
Maybe
into the
10?
Teens?
20?
Yeah. Oh, easy.
Whoa, maybe.
Texter, Rockies are 16 and a half games back, so making a run seems as likely as me having abs. It's like most of our hooligans. Do any of us have abs? Do you have any abs? Or
not really.
No. Not really.
Got a keg.
I have an ab.
Yeah.
One giant ab.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I have. This is an interesting text, too. The farm system is one of the worst in baseball. There's no future here for the Rockies. The future is now while you have good players. Do they have good players, though? I mean, they're young and up and coming, maybe. Maybe. But how many young and up and comers do the Rockies either let go or they just don't meet their full potential? They don't meet their real potential after years 1, 2, and 3, maybe.
Well, I thought the Rockies organization as a whole was a farm team, right? Hasn't Dixon said that in the past?
Yeah, yeah.
So it is a very good one, actually.
Well, it's amazing how in baseball 2 weeks can change a narrative of a story. You know, 2 weeks, you start winning some games. Now, it's all it's going to take for all of us to shut up and go back to talking about, what the hell is it, July? Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater is for the Rockies to lose five out of these next six away games, and then we'll go, ah, there we go again.
That was it.
But then they just keep clawing right back. And again, when you play 162 games, being 10 games under 500 isn't good, but it's not as bad as it is in the NBA and the NHL. It's not good. It's more or less 500. 10 games for 162 is more or less, you know, you're flirting with that 500 mark. That's a week and a half worth of wins. You know, in basketball, if you're, you know, 10 games under, you're one of the worst teams in the league. So that's the difference. And if you're 10 games under in football, you are the worst team in the league. So so if they can find a way to hover around that, I don't know what that means for the future. Drew Kreisman's right about this. Whatever is in motion is already in motion. The Rockies aren't going to look at it and go, oh, we actually won over 65. Okay, stop the everything we were planning. Let's go back to kind of the way we were thinking before Nolan left. Now, they're already changing the way they do things. They were already going to, Dick Monfort's already planning to step back a little bit. Not John Elway it, but step back from more or less overseeing some of the player personnel stuff. Maybe hire a real baseball type manager to come in and do this. So they're still planning that. And they are going to go for the pitchers. That's what they're going to work on. They got to keep trying with the bullpen. They got to keep trying. You just keep trying. What are you going to do? But no, as far as optimism, no. Trust me, when I see this team win five of their last six or so, I mean, it's kind of cool to look at it and say, that's nice that they're not lying down and just dying at this stage. They were 31-47. On Sunday, June 27th, when they played at Milwaukee and lost 5-0, they were 31-47, 16 games under 500. Since then, they got back up to 37-48. So I tweeted this. I said, hey, I admire this, for the most part, young team that just when we think they're really going to let this thing go crazy, 20, 30, 40 games under, they fight back. And it's still within a kind of a manageable thing. Now you got John Gray going to the mound tonight against Kelly. You win this game, you get 10 under. Maybe you win this series against Arizona. And then, of course, you're at San Diego on Friday. Not really have any high expectations there, but find a way to put yourself at 9, 10 games under 500 at the break. And I think that you've already blown a lot of people's expectations out of the water. Dang, Brady, if you want to sweep, don't go to the bathroom. Yeah, that's exactly right. Bad things happen when I don't keep my eyes right there on the TV, man. I'm one of those kind of guys when I watch it. It went from they will win 10 away games. Oh, 10 away games before August to will they win 10 away games real quick? Listen, there's no doubt. It's bad. I can't understand it. So here's our poll question, our Power to Play Sports poll question. How many games under 500 will the Rockies finish the season? 10 plus? 5 to 10? Right around 500, couple games, give or take. Or they're going to be over 500. They're going to be over that thing. 41% of the hooligans say 5 to 10. That is a win. That is a win for those of you that were really thinking this team's going to lose 100 games. They're not going to win 63. The over-under was 65. They're going over that. And then You got a 25% that says above 500. Is that you?
No, that's not okay. Me. It crossed my mind. I'm at 500. I think that's a real possibility.
Like a right around that. Right around
plus
that
or minus two or three games.
Yeah. You got to see how they do on the road. If I'm guessing now, I still feel like the wheels are going to come off at some point. I still feel that way.
I feel like they've bolted them back on, put some extra duct tape on there. Because before, you know, they were holding on with
Maverick, right?
Yeah.
With Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Holding the wheels on underneath the
wagon.
Someone
came to help him and put some duct tape on there real
quick.
And
they duct tape it? Yeah. Can it last? Can that hang on for a few more months?
Or maybe it's something like Gorilla Tape, some really good stuff.
Oh, yeah. That is the good stuff.
Yeah.
Can that get wet and still be okay?
Yeah.
Well, then there you go. I mean,
I think, made it through the storm.
Yeah, we're good. We're good there. I'm gonna say 10 plus.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna say at least 10.
Wow.
I want to be wrong. There's part of me that really thinks I'm going to be wrong. Is rooting against myself, and you know how hard that is for me to do. But I just feel like they can't keep fighting back, right? The bullpen is so bad. And then, you know, you do need your offense to shine. And if you get rid of Story, then, you know, I'm not saying that is the difference, but that's maybe five games where suddenly it's Story time, you know, and he takes over, makes a big play here. I mean, I do like Ryan McMahon, though, man. There's been a lot of things about this season that have given me hope for the future. But I don't know how this management is going to handle it. I really don't. 26 minutes after the hour. Okay, I want to talk about this next. I did as a poll question last week, but I didn't get to talk about it because I was off. Demaryius Thomas retired. Obvious Ring of Famer. Is he the greatest wide receiver in Broncos history? Is it Rod Smith? Demaryius Thomas or Rod Smith or Ed McCaffrey, the UNC Bears football coach? He's not even in the Ring of Fame. You got to be in the Ring of Fame if you want to be listed as the top.
He definitely deserves to be there.
Does he? Yes. He does deserve to be. Ed McCaffrey deserves to be in the Ring of Fame.
Yeah.
He does. I don't know why he's not. Because it's Ring of Fame. It's production plus fame. And I think he did that while he was there. 26 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Voice 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Just half an hour left here of the show. We're Top Tech Tuesday, by the way. Weld County Swami has two. He could win the Floyd Little signed jersey today, but he's a no-show. So Dixon could take control of this. Pillow Fight Dan maybe coming in with something interesting. Got Eastside Chris rolling. Pete's there. Aaron, a couple of no-namers on that list. So get in the mix. 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. We give stuff away all the time. Big prizes, not like here's a stapler, here's a ticket to the soda factory. I don't even know where that is anymore. We've got real memorabilia from places like No Limit Collectibles and Fresh Coat Painters South Platte hooks us up. They go there, they look around, they find all these places, they get the great deals. And man, we've been helping you reshape your office, your man cave, all that for almost a year doing Top Tech Tuesday, or maybe 6 months. I don't know how long we've been doing it. None of it matters anymore. Game one tonight in the NBA Finals. Is Giannis going to play? Eastside Chris, Professor Brady, FanDuel question. Does Giannis play tonight? Hit $10 on NASCAR yesterday, celebrating with some Bush. $10 on NASCAR yesterday, man. Nice. It's a nice haul. I think he plays tonight. He's been upgraded to questionable. For game one, it's the finals, right? So, I mean, I think you go. I'm not advocating that you play a guy hurt or injured, but you play a guy hurt. There's a difference between injured and hurt. But he has been upgraded to questionable. I think he goes tonight. And Colfax and I, we're all over the place with our picks. Bottom line is, I'm three games behind you. So the only way I got is here. I can still make it happen, but it's got to happen now.
Is this going to be like our own little playoff run thing?
It's our own little thing. But the challenge for this, Colfax, is we are going to go spread.
Okay.
So when the time comes, so Milwaukee at Phoenix tonight, and Giannis is a big question mark. Phoenix is favored. And so we could both pick the winner, but the spread. We got to go with the spread here.
Gotcha.
Phoenix is favored, according to ESPN.com, to win tonight by 5.5. Ooh. So do the Suns cover that? Do they win by 6? Do the Bucks win? Do they cover the spread? So that's the that's how we're picking. You could take the Bucks to cover the spread and not win, and you would. That's how we're going to go. We're going to go pick Central here, which is on later today. So where are you going?
Are we doing
this
right
now?
Let's do it right now.
Yeah, let's do it right now. I want to talk about this DT Rod Smith thing.
Bucks win flat out.
Bucks win tonight.
Yes.
With or without Giannis?
With or without Giannis.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to bink him.
Are you rooting for the Bucks?
No, not necessarily.
I am, actually. I shouldn't be because it looks better if we got swept by the champ, at least.
Yeah.
But I've really grown out of favor with Chris Paul. I don't like him.
That's fair enough.
I mean, I like his play. Sometimes I don't like some of the antics out there. He's the head of the players union, and he is one of the biggest floppers and kind of trips people and does all that crazy thing. How do you get to that job when you're that kind of player? I'm rooting for Milwaukee.
All right.
This is an interesting matchup, though. What do you think of this? Like, it's not your LeBrons and your Steph Currys, and we've discussed this a lot on the show. This is the NBA's worst nightmare. Phoenix and Milwaukee. Although they were pushing Chris Paul to be MVP, they really wanted him to be the MVP this year, which would have helped this a little bit tonight. But pesky Nikola Jokic gets in the way of everything. But I like this. This is fun. The Bucks haven't won for, what, 50 years? 71 was that? Yeah, it was the last time they won it. Suns have never even been. So you got it. Now you got a new team. This is neat to see that. I do like parity, but I also like consistency. I like a mixture. There's got to be a mixture. And maybe the NBA will start getting a little bit of a mixture here. Maybe Milwaukee's back next year, but it's Denver in the West. Then Denver goes 2 years in a row. And then you see Milwaukee fade away. And then it's this team coming up, the Heat coming up, whatever. There's a nice balance there that I think this is a nice opportunity. I don't know what the ratings will look like. Probably not great. But I'll be watching. I'm excited about it. So you like the Bucks to win outright.
Yep.
Boy, this is a tough one for me. All right, I'm going to go Phoenix covers tonight. I'm going to say they win by six.
Okay.
So I'm going to go when that's with or without Giannis. I do think Giannis is going to play, at least according to everything I've seen. But I like Phoenix to cover according to when I saw this, the 5.5-point spread. I like Phoenix to win by six.
Locked it in.
So you got Bucks winning outright.
Yep.
So we could both technically walk away with nothing here.
So, yeah.
Suns could win and not cover, and then we're just
0-0.
You're still up three games.
Yep.
So,
which is okay with me.
Which is good for you, man. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Demaryius Thomas, I did the poll question last week. Who's the greatest receiver in Broncos history? Is it Rod Smith?
Probably.
So Rod Smith has all the numbers. If you want to do that game, Rod Smith had 11,389 yards all with Denver from 1995 to 2006. And those of you that want to use the argument he played with John Elway most of his career, don't use it because you're wrong. He played with John Elway for like 3 years, and the rest of it was with Brian Griese, Danny Cannell, Jake Plummer, Billy Bob Thornton. I don't even remember. I can't even think of all the quarterbacks right now at this stage. But 95 to 2006, Rod Smith caught 11,389 balls, 68 touchdowns, and was really good. I mean, 849 receptions. Demaryius Thomas is second on the list. He only played for 8 years. Rod Smith played for 11. Smith played for 8. And he caught 665 passes, about 200 less, 9,055 yards, so about 2,300 less. And 8 less touchdowns than Rod Smith. But again, you have to compare it in the years, okay? DT from 2010 to 2018, some of those were Tebow years. Rod Smith never played with a quarterback as bad as Tim Tebow. That's a hard one. Shannon Sharpe's a tight end, but if you just want to go receiver, no, because a tight end's blocking a good majority of the time. So you can't really put him in, even though he's third all time on all the receiving stats. But I'm talking wide receiver. If you just want to go receiver, then maybe Sharp's there. I've heard Lionel Taylor, Ed McCaffrey, Steve Watson. Their numbers don't compare, folks. Nobody's even close to Rod Smith except DT and Shannon Sharp. The next fourth, Lionel Taylor, 6,800 yards, 543 receptions, and 44 touchdowns. So, no, it's between Rod, DT, and Sharp. And if you just want to go wide receiver only, is it Rod Smith or DT? Man, Rod was great, but I'm telling you, DT was so freaking powerful. His body type and, you know, it just... And again, how many years did he play with Tebow? Three? No. Tebow only played 1 year as a starting quarterback. Sorry. I was screw up there. But that year was... Tebow was with the Broncos for 2 years. But he only really played that 1 year. But still, talk about stunting your growth as a receiver when you only get like 1 to 2 looks a game for more than half the season. And it was Orton before that. So, whatever. I'm going DT. I mean, when Rod Smith was at his absolute best, I will give you that. It was John Elway, and, you know, he had a lot of weapons to go to there. And if you don't want to just talk receivers, like pure on talent, Sharp wasn't like a receiver guy that's going deep all the time, coming up with wide receiver type catches, but he was one of those tight ends that revolutionized the game. He was one of those guys. You see now, you see the Kelseys and all these other great tight ends. Well, they look and play a lot like Shannon Sharp did, and Antonio Gates, and Gonzalez. I mean, these guys revolutionized that position. But no, you're going to go wide receiver. I go DT. I know Rod Smith's got the numbers, but he also played 3 more years for the Broncos than DT. What do you think? Should he be a Hall of Famer? Pillify Dan, just realized that Smith didn't play with Elway his whole career. A lot of people think that most of Rod Smith's career came when Elway was there. Rod Smith was drafted in 1995. Elway retired in 1998, right? Or I guess they won the Super Bowl in 99. He only had a very small portion of his career with John Elway. So it does add more to his legacy that he was a stud, but he was also like suddenly the only guy they had when he was playing. It is weird to think that Rod Smith only had a few years with Elway. You always just think that Elway, Sharp, Rod, McCaffrey, TD, that they were together forever, but they weren't. Like a 3-4 year window that whole group was together. Sharp was drafted in 90, so he was with John Elway for a great chunk of his career, for most of his career. But the rest didn't come till mid-90s. 40 minutes after the hour, Colfax, let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-four minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. On the Rocks Liquor, I love this place, man. Maybe you guys utilized them over the weekend, got out before the big, apparently really long weekend for Independence Day celebrations. They're always there for you. Coming up with our game beers of the week, keeping that place spotless, hey, of the drive-through, wonderful selection, and more importantly, folks, a local selection. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. Brady, if some of the hooligans drink Busch beer and bet on NASCAR, the odds of any of them actually having an ab, are about as good as the Rockies winning the World Series. Oh, you guys are going to do it again. This is why Dixon's the king of Top Text Tuesday. None of you guys can dethrone him. I try. I hope every day. Now I go through some texts. I can't read that one. Can't read that one. That doesn't make sense. That one's too long. I can't read that one. Then there's texts like, I'll get a long text from Dixon, but you know what? I trust that it's going to have something. So I read it. Sometimes I get paragraph texts from random numbers, and it's like, I don't have time. You haven't earned the reputation to send a long paragraph type text. You got to be quick first, then earn it. You got to earn it. Like, I trust Pillified Dan's going to give me something. I don't always agree, but he's going to give me something. You know, Eastside Chris, he's starting to build it up. He's building. Will County Swami, I trust you. McLean, I trust you. There's a few of that I trust. It's a small amount. There's a lot of no trusts out there. You got to build it on Top Text Tuesday, Colfax.
Start small.
Yeah.
And then build it up.
Give me a couple of zingers.
Yep.
Start building your reputation. Some people are intimidated by Top Text Tuesday.
Shouldn't be.
Come up with a nickname. Nobody's going to know who the hell you are.
Or I'll make one up for you if you don't.
Yes! Make one up. Pillow Fight Dan. Rod Smith had his best season with Greasy and Gus Frerotte as QB Wild. Yeah, that does add to his legacy a little bit, doesn't it? The Rod Smith DT career arcs are remarkably similar. 110-plus catches, 1,600-plus yards, and 11 TDs at their best each. 3-1 combined in Super Bowls. Neither won as much without Hall of Fame QBs, which is kind of a tale of a lot of wide receivers, right? Should Ed McCaffrey be a Ring of Famer? That could be a different poll question, couldn't it? Because we're getting a texter said, be careful who you put in the Ring of Fame. They should be Hall of Famers. I disagree. The Ring of Fame and Hall of Fame for teams, your team Ring of Fame or whatever it is you do, should be different from the Hall of Fame.
Like, totally.
Ed McCaffrey's a beloved Denver Bronco. And you also brought fame and fortune and popularity. Eddie, all that stuff. You brought that to Denver. So I think McCaffrey should be. I absolutely think he should. He's a, you know, we always say, can you tell Hall of Fame? Can you tell the NFL, the story of the NFL without this guy? Can you tell the story of the Broncos without Eddie?
No.
One of the tough wide receiver for the Broncos. Didn't even wear leg pads. It's like one of the first guys to start doing that. He had that monster leg break. I mean, he had some great blocker. I mean, yeah, he's a Ring of Famer. He should be a Ring of Famer. I absolutely believe. How about Tebow? If you read Brian Howell's 100 Things You Should Know About Being a Broncos Fan, or however that's titled, it's a great read. Tebow's one of the chapters. If you're a chapter in that book, should you be a Ring of Famer? Should Tim Tebow be a Ring of Famer? I don't know about that. That's tough. Brady, it sounds like if On the Rocks Liquor really wants to get some hooligan money, they should make Bush Beer the beer of the week every week. that's good. That's good. All right. Pillow Fight Dan, we'll read one more break. I just don't remember the 2006 Broncos. Maybe that's more indicative of my lifestyle rather than the actual teams. I sadly do remember a lot of that. I was one of the guys that bought the Brian Greasy jersey and was very hopeful that that was the new era of Broncos, but it didn't work out. 49 minutes after the hour. Short break. We'll crown today's winner when we come back and wrap up the show on the other side. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. Great to be back.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune in to The Hall Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
I mean, this guy's a two-time champ, two-time Top Text Tuesday winner. We've only had this, that's it. The history of Top Text Tuesday, we've just had one win it multiple times. He hasn't done it yet, but he got one step closer. He wins today. Dixon gets the victory. I mean, that's just the way it goes. I want it to be better. I want you guys to be better. I want texters to bring it more. I want you guys to dethrone this guy. But it's just not in the stars. It's not in the stars right now. Maybe someday it will be. But right now, just not the case. I'm excited for game one tonight. Colfax likes the Bucks to win outright. I like the Suns to cover tonight. I'm rooting for the Bucks. But I also want to beat you in this, Colfax. Is this a roof challenge?
Nah.
Apparently, they're going to be repairing the roof, so we want to stay the hell away from there.
Yeah, let's not go up there.
Dangerous zone up there. There's turkeys up there and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we were told.
Kids throwing rocks last year.
Kids throwing rocks at you.
I remember that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Was that 2 years? Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah. It's the 6th of July. We have a lot of buildup going on, Colfax. We're going to be start looking into the NFL. I'm going to do a full on every team preview like I usually do. We'll get into that. We got a lot of Broncos talk still to come. We're going to get into some offseason contract stuff with the Nuggets. Something I didn't get to today: the NIL, name, images, image and likeness. How are some schools locally handling it? Colorado State put out a big press release that I have yet to get to, so I want to get to that tomorrow. And more on Aaron Rodgers and what the future looks like for him. Have the Broncos made their peace with Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater? And again, we're going to take a little breather from Drew Lock and Bridgewater quarterback competition, but can Drew Lock truly be the guy that can re-earn his job? Can he Garrett Bowles this thing and become the franchise quarterback? And I tell you, man, we keep saying it. He's in survival mode. He survived the first wave of free agency. He survived the second wave. He survived the draft. He survived Deshaun Watson. He survived maybe Aaron Rodgers. Can he survive Teddy Bridgewater? He survived all that. Can he survive Teddy Bridgewater? Drew Lock is... he's learning a lot, man. He could be battle-tested by the time the year starts. Could be something special. Or could just be a very average quarterback competition that leads to a very average season. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.